PKP, mobile on statewide one.
KEAWN. Mobile as well.
KEANWN, KEAPKP, good morning from Grand Rapids.
Yeah, good morning. I'll call it Schwartz Creek. I 59 westbound, headed towards the capital.
Hey Ben, the name's Riley. And it's a beautiful, nasty, snowy day over on the west side here. Currently sitting on 131 at a standstill due to an accident. So this is a great start to my morning here.
I don't think it's been a good couple of weeks over there for the morning commute from the sound of things. I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before that I read about a nasty pile up over there on M6. There was a, I don't know, there was another bad one there somewhere. I think it was, I don't know if it was between like Grand Rapids and I'm trying to think of that name to the south of there. I think it's around Phelan, maybe a couple miles from Phelan.
Yeah, the roads were terrible yesterday morning. We had about 8 inches of snowfall overnight. We were only supposed to get 2 to 4 inches. Then Hudsonville was that accident on 196 in between Grand Rapids and Zeeland. And then the one yesterday was M6 and Thornapple area, Cascade area. That one was like 30 cars piled up. The one in Hudsonville ended up being over 100 cars, so pretty crazy.
Not too bad over here. It is currently snowing, but there's definitely something different here.
My place is left to put snow on the driveway and the side of the road here.
I didn't quite catch all that. Give it another go.
I'm just saying, hopefully we catch a break over here soon because there's not many places left to put snow on the driveways and side of the road here.
Copy that. Yeah, you're going to need that wind to not favor anything out of the west, I think.
If we could get the wind to die down and the temperatures to rise a little bit, start melting some of the ice off the road, I think we'd be in over here. Hopefully, I think they're saying next week it'll warm up a little bit and we can at least get some of the slush and stuff off of the road.
Yeah, here's hoping to that. And I'm thinking about the nasty temperatures really. So they can drop it. It doesn't do anything for very long. It's too darn cold. The biggest problem.
The best Christmas gift I got this year, I got a heated Milwaukee jacket. And that has been my my savior this year, we'll say. Keeping me warm. I think I lost you there. Say that again.
I was just saying that the first 5-star reviews on them, they were kind of sure if I was on it. Here, I'm familiar with that.
K8MWN from K8PKC. I think you're losing the repeater there. You got some pretty low RSSI.
Huh. It's weird. I don't know. I'm showing the bars full scale here on my radio. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, you're in and out. You're showing about 27% loss. I don't think you're quite hitting that repeater, clearly.
Speaking of your, are you out there? What my signal is in the Flint? Usually carry this.
K8MWN, I think I lost you, not hearing a word you're saying. So, K8PKP will be standing by monitoring.
Does the site sound any better? K8MWN.
Oh, I got you loud and clear now, K8PKP.
Yeah, I forced it to roam, but. Showing good signal on this site too, Bankroll, which is right where I'm at in that area. Can't really get to the website where I can see the input signal to the site when we were talking earlier, so I'll have to wait till I get up here and get stopped somewhere.
Yeah, you were hitting like negative 115 RSSI and then like 24% loss.
Are you on a hot spot or are you actually into a tower?
No, I'm going into a tower. I'm actually, if the sky was clear, I'd be looking right at the Grand Rapids Tower here on top of the hospital.
That's interesting. Look at some stuff here, but I don't know. Maybe it's just a little different because of the snowfall or something. Not really sure. From the Flint site, I can normally get into that site nice and rock solid from Bay City. I don't know why, but my mobile will roam to the Flint site sometimes to Bay City. I kind of haven't really figured out the method to the madness the way these things roam, but definitely not like P25 trumping. Wish it was that seamless.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. P25 definitely seems to connect and figure out where it's at a little bit better, but this system's not too bad when it's working right.
All right. What kind of radio are you on? It sounds pretty clean. Is it a 4550 or a 5550 Motorola?
No, I went from a 4550 and then ditched the Motorola and went to the Anytone 578 only due to the fact that I got the Bluetooth speaker mic with the screen on it, so I can tuck the radio underneath the seat with the rest of the radios and just have the hand mic out. A little cleaner install. The audio is not the best, and the user interface is always clunky, but I've been happy with this setup for now.
Alright. Well, I was going to say, if there was a Chinese-owned radio that I'd ever had, it would be an Anytone. I did have an 878, but I got so many Motorolas, I just didn't see any need to keep an 878 there on the shelf collecting dust the majority of the time. So, for my portable, I have an R7, and the 5550 here does have Bluetooth in it. I don't ever use it. I don't know. I've got a have this console here in this 2019 Charger, got a remote mounted 5550E, so I don't know, everything's pretty clean in here. Got a nice Havis slide out tray in the trunk with all the equipment mounted to it, so feels pretty nice for me.
Yeah, copy that. Sounds like a nice setup. My side business is I do upfitting for emergency vehicles and whatnot, so I can always appreciate and enjoy a clean setup. I've got a 21 Sierra 1500, and the plan originally was to do a full upfit to it and throw electronics trays in the back, and that just didn't happen. And I hate this truck, so eventually I'll switch back to an F-150 and then we'll go all out on it. But yeah, as far as Chinese radios go, this I'm with you. This is one of the only ones that I'd probably throw in my truck, but it's doing the job for now. I just couldn't justify the extra $500 to $700 to throw the Motorola speaker mic with the screen on. I can't remember what it, the HHSS or can't remember the model of it, but this is working out for now, and eventually we'll switch back to Motorola here.
Very cool. Yeah, we do some upfits where I work at, but my daily job is I need to work on Motorola radios and repeater systems, so pretty much why all my stuff has bat wings on it, I get a decent deal on it, all that good stuff. So I got a Aeroflex 3920 right on my bench, so anytime I want to run my stuff through to make sure it's working right, it's right there at my fingertips.
Yeah, copy that. You got all the fancy tools then. Do you work for the state or do you work for a shop?
No, I work for a shop in Bay City.
I copy. My full-time gig, I'm a full-time firefighter, but then do a lot of volunteer stuff with emergency management over here in Kent County, messing with radios, and it's been, I kind of took a little hiatus on some radio stuff, and it's been fun to get back into.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes I can be hit and miss and kind of working off my house lately, and I haven't got a lot of time to put into the stuff or helping Jeff and those guys at Central Michigan as much as I normally have. Kind of tied down pretty good for the last 6 or so months.
Yeah, I've got a kid on the way in July, so I'm sure come July I'll probably won't be spending much time on radios now, so I'm trying to get it all in now while I can.
Yeah, when my kids were younger, they used to, I don't know, they had fun watching me play with the radio and stuff.
Yeah, it's not the kids itself that I'm worried about. It's the wife telling me to get off the radios to come and spend time with the kids. Just kidding there.
Yeah, my wife was pretty laid back about it. They always came and sat in there with me while I was playing with stuff, being inquisitive. They don't really discriminate about what kind of time you spend with them as long as it's quality time there. They're young and inquisitive and they see it, they ask questions, and maybe with any luck one day they take a liking to it, you know. Sometimes they're just like, yeah, I don't think I'll do that. Mine are all grown and moved out, so they're young and barely moved out, but they're moved out.
Hey, you gotta expose them while they're young and get them interested in things. If they don't take an interest, that's all right, but at least they got the exposure. Well, Ben, it's been nice talking to you. I'm pulling in the, finally got off the highway and pulling into the driveway now. So, nice to meet you. Good to talk to you. And hope we'll talk again soon here. And, yeah, nice to talk to you. I'll be clear on your final here. Hope you have a good rest of your Tuesday, or what is it, Wednesday today? Jeez, hope you have a good Wednesday there, Ben. K-E-A-P-K-P.
All right, yeah, you do the same, and today. I'm more of a going here close to this time, and I've been global, and it seems to get more of that on the house, so if you said your wife is your full time, it's probably a little tougher, but correct.
Yeah, Kilo Echo 8, Papa Kilo Papa, PKP.
All right, that got me, so Papa Kilo Papa. Yep, have a good rest of your day, and good chat with you, and we're just kind of all here. We're kind of crap, so. Good start, 7:30.
So we wait for you to be monitoring.
NAWCD monitor.
KC8KJO from WAEAP. That last station, you're breaking up. I just heard a sliver there. This is WAEAP.
Does this sound any better? Kilo Echo 8, Mike with Kilo Echo Bubble.
There you go. Sound good there. Yep. And kind of a pseudo base over here in Shelby Township. If I can get into the Detroit or the Mount Clemens here about equally, about 10 over and us 9. I think I'm, well, it doesn't really matter, but I'm coming in on the Mount Clemens right now.
Yeah, mine says I'm on the Mayville site. It was hung up on the Flint site. Probably a little far north for that one, but yeah, I just had to make it roll over to a different site.
Yeah, I head up north to West Branch area, and I finally put the other northern repeaters in. So next time I go up, I'll test them out. But, yeah, I didn't even know there was one in Detroit, to be honest. I thought it was, and then I thought they took it down, but they didn't. There's also one supposedly in Mayo, but I think that one's definitely been taken down. You might know about that one, Cameron's repeater up there in Mayo. I heard it was down and it wasn't going to go back up.
Well, I know that one's not currently on the air, but hopefully it'll end up there again somewhere, hopefully. But, yeah, I got everything set up to just kind of roam with, so I don't have to dig stones to find the different repeaters. But, roaming list in it, let the radio do the work.
Yep. I got a few different radios, and one I'm going to set the roaming list up in. But, yep. It's already kind of halfway set up in my code plug. I just don't have all the frequencies yet. But, I was wondering that this thing pretty much is set to zero gain, so just wondering how the audio sounded on this end. You sound good over here.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad. Let's say it might have been a touch loud, but I had to double check my volume. I may have had the volume up kind of loud, so I mean, we're talking into it good though, and I don't hear any kind of weird warbly sounds or nothing like that. So what kind of radio is it?
Yeah, TYT9600, running about 10 watts on a mobile antenna here, kind of hidden in a condo in Tennessee. Yeah, it's hard to tell about an audio unless you have a few other people to compare it to, because, you know, whether on loud or quiet, you can just adjust your volume, but I guess the only way to really tell is by, if there's like three people out there, one guy got to turn it up or turn it down, you know, they're a little bit off. But like I said, it should be about right. I didn't mess with it. So yeah, TYT9600 on the radio running 10 watts in a mobile antenna.
Yeah, I guess the thing about the Motorola, if it spoils, is just check that digital AGC box and the analog AGC box, and you don't have to worry about plus or minus anything. It just kind of levels off the gain itself if you're a loud talker or a quiet talker. But yeah, just, I guess I can understand the, some say it's loud, some say it's quiet, and you have one guy there, you turn it up to be able to hear him, and the next guy keys up, and the next thing you know, instead of 80 decibels coming out the speaker, it's 120, so, yeah, it can be challenging.
Actually, this does have an AGC on it. And believe it or not, so is the DM32 that I have sitting next to me here. It also has the same thing on it. So, but again, you know, it just depends on, like you said, one guy you got to turn the volume up, one guy you got to turn the volume down. But very good. Okay. I thought I heard, I don't know if you know, Tom KCAKGO? He's out here all the time. Have you ever talked to Tom before?
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple of times. I think it's one guy, Wally, I talked to him pretty often. And one other guy, kind of slipped in my mind right now. But, couple guys there in that McComb County area I talked to.
Yeah, the reason I ask is because I thought I heard him on a GMRS repeater, and I don't want to go on that GMRS repeater, so I figured he's got like four radios in his vehicle, so I figured if I called him on this one, maybe he'd switch over, but maybe he didn't. Maybe it wasn't him, but it sure sounded like him. He's got a distinct voice. Anywho, I'm going to jump out of here, and I got some other stuff to do around the house, so nice talking to you, and yeah, we'll catch you out there again sometime. So, keep it safe out there, and this is WAPAP.
Yeah, I thought he was the one I was replying to initially when I was kind of a little bit in the mud there, but maybe you were just calling him or something. I don't think caught the call sign. I didn't hear the EAP on the initial call, so maybe that's where the confusion was on my part. All right, yep, you take care. Good talking to you, and keep motoring it north to Bay City here. So it's KEAPMWN.
WAEAP, WARCY. You still there, sir? WARCY, clear.
KEAFCR, statewide one mobile.
DIC.
KEAFKW, Montreal. Statewide one.
N8WRO, N8WRO, N8WRO. N8DVR.
N8WRO. Go ahead, Brendan.
Hey, thanks for the mailing. I just received it with my license and stuff and the stickers. Thanks a lot, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're entirely welcome. That's our call sign change package for your personal passbook. We're on the chat over in Discord discussing that net we were just on. It's a bit odd. N-A-W-R-O.
Yeah, I just got home from work. I just walked in the door, and the radio switched over to the GM repeater, and I heard those guys looking for a call-in, so I just called in and reported in. Over.
All right, copy that. I'm going to get back to the fellows in chat. You're more than welcome, though, Brian, and glad to hear you on that D2Net. N-A-W-R-O after you, sir.
73, Tim. Thank you very much. This is the N8DVR, clear.
KEAFW, monitoring.